Let's talk about football and your Chicago Bears. Down, set, punt, or will they punt? Can we get to the Super Bowl, or will we choke? It's the Bears Camp Report with Adam Hogue.
That's right, let's talk a little football. Chicago Bears have their second practice of this young season at training camp in Bourbonnais. Unpadded tomorrow. The pads, you want to see the pads come off, but they come on. The pads come on. Adam Hogue, WGN Radio Sports in Bourbonnais. Adam, big day today, the second practice. A couple more injuries?
Yeah, really just cramps more than anything that we're piling up today. It was a hot day. This is the hottest practice I remember in probably 3 years. You know, in the Lovie Smith era, they used to practice at 3 o'clock a lot, like right in the middle of the hottest part of the day. But once Mark Trestman took over and John Fox continued this, they usually practice in the morning now. But it was just so humid today. And it when the sun popped out periodically in practice, it was really, really hot. And, you know, I think the guys just are still trying to get their camp legs under them. And a lot of guys were just dealing with cramps today. So nothing too serious today. Kyle Long, though, not out there. As I told you yesterday, don't really expect him for a few days, you know, maybe even a week or at this earliest, probably. He was still in that boot today. And then Leonard Floyd was still held out because he was sick. It'll be interesting to see if he gets out there tomorrow when those pads go on.
Yeah, that's a big thing we want to see is at least a return from these injuries. We talked about this on the first day that the Bears under John Fox have had this sort of strange relationship with injuries where they kind of say, it's questionable or it's day to day. And then as we saw last year, we saw, you know, Kevin White never really got on the field and Alshon Jeffrey had that problem throughout the season. So we just want to make sure we see these players actually get over these day to day injuries and get back on the field.
Right. And to be fair to Fox, I don't think he was necessarily there's a little bit of misconception right at the start of camp with how severe the Kevin White situation was last year, but they did try to get him back out there about 12 days into camp, and that's when he suffered the setback. And then that's when they, you know, ruled him out for a while. And so they weren't completely lying about that. And then with the Alshon thing, I mean, he kept popping up with new injuries. I mean, things just started piling up. So and that's kind of why John Fox doesn't give expectations for when a guy might be back, because if then there's a setback, well, then it looks worse than originally was, and it kind of makes them look even worse because it makes them look like they were lying. So that's kind of why he does that. So right now, you know, with Kyle Long, again, it doesn't sound severe to the point where, you know, certainly not out for the year or anything. I don't think it's going to impact the regular season right now. But could this linger for a couple weeks and impact him in the first couple of preseason games? Absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk about today. You had a big piece about the safety play and what we're going to see from safeties. Let's talk about the defense. We haven't had a chance to do that yet. As the pads kind of kick on. You said yesterday that, you know, it's really hard for defense early in camp because it's mostly the offensive show and they're not able to touch anybody, things like that. But let's talk about this defense. There's been a lot said about the offseason, bringing in those linebackers, even some help on the defensive line. But there was a hope that there'd be some addition at the safety level. Let's talk about the safeties.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think to start right now, the guys that have the first crack of the starting jobs are two guys you saw last year. Adrian Amos, that started the entire season, the second-year safety out of Penn State. Now, I wouldn't call him a lock by any means. He needs to show the coaches that he can make more plays out of football, so that's going to be big for him in the preseason, but he was a pretty steady player. Didn't see a whole lot of huge mistakes from him. And, you know, with the Bears safety play the last few years, that was an upgrade. Now, Harold Jones-Corte came in week 5 and then week 6. He ended up getting 2 starts when Antrell Roll was hurt. And the Bears weren't completely happy with this play. So kind of said, all right, you know, you need a little bit more seasoning. They kind of shelved him for a while, and then all of a sudden he came back in that game against Tampa in week 16 and had a huge game with an interception and a forced fumble. And that interception was the first interception a safety had for the Bears last year.
Right. It's amazing to think about that. Yeah, it's amazing to think about that.
So he brings a little bit of playmaking ability, I think. Now, it was interesting talking to him today. I talked to Harold Jones-Corte, and that's what my story is about on WGNRadio.com today. Last year, the safeties were a little bit more interchangeable in that, you know, you wouldn't necessarily call one of them a free safety, one of them a strong safety all the time. From what I heard today from HJQ, that's his nickname, that's what everyone calls him, he's going to be more of the strong safety, and Amos is going to be the free safety. So we'll see how that kind of plays out early in camp and in the preseason. And if they struggle, well, they did draft Deion Bush out of Miami, and they did draft DeAndre Houston Carson out of William & Mary later in the draft. So, you know, they did look for younger options. I just think right now it's really going to be Amos and HJQ that get the opportunity to win those jobs.
Yeah, and I mean, that's you were hoping from the draft, and we heard this when we covered with the draft, that there'd be some depth at that position, because that has been a place that, I mean, really think about it, Adam. I mean, over the last, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years, the safety position has just been one that has turned over and hasn't had much consistency and hasn't had a playmaker back there since Mike Brown.
Yeah, well, that's funny because, Harold Jones-Quarty was asked today, you know, are you kind of aware of the Bears' recent history with safeties and kind of the struggles there? And he, you know, kind of thought about it, and he was like, well, I know the 85 Bears, and I know Mike Brown, and that's about it. And that's really all there is to know. I mean, none of these other guys since Mike Brown, and he left the Bears after the 2008 season, so it's been 8 years. There really hasn't been a notable name that really sticks out. So, you know, I love his attitude. He brings a sort of he feels like he's always been disrespected. His story is pretty incredible. You can read about it at WGNRadio.com, but I'll give you a quick. He grew up in Ghana. He lived there till he was 9. Came over, family lived in Ohio, and the school he was at didn't have high school football. So he didn't even play high school football. He was sort of settling and had to play for this club team, and he was good enough there where he got a Division II scholarship. And out of that D2 scholarship, he didn't even get invited to, you know, a really good college all-star game, didn't get invited to the NFL combine. So, of course, he goes undrafted. He gets a tryout with the Cardinals last year, the Arizona Cardinals, ends up making the team, and had a pretty good preseason, but the Cardinals were really good last year, so they didn't really have a roster spot.
They've got great safety play there too, yeah.
Right, but the Bears pro scouting department gave him some credit, spotted Harold, and decided that as soon as he got cut, they claimed him off waivers, and when you do that, you have to add that guy to your 53-man roster right away. So, you know, you go through a whole training camp and whole preseason, you're trying to narrow down to 53, and all of a sudden they bring in this no-name guy from a D2 school and give him one of those valuable 53-man roster
spots.
That
says something, yeah.
It does, right? And so they kind of had him stashed there on the active roster for a big portion of the year. That tells you they have high hopes for him. And I love his attitude because he plays with a chip on his shoulder. He had they weren't wearing pads today, but he gave Jeremy Langford a good knock at the line of scrimmage. And that's the kind of way he plays. So I think Bears fans are going to like him a lot.
All right, so what should we expect when the pads go on? I mean, what happens at training camp? Do these guys, I mean, obviously you said yesterday that it's really the trenches that are fun to watch because they get to hit each other. The other sort of position players don't get touched. But, I mean, is there a little bit more? Does the speed turn up when the pads come on?
Yeah, it's still not, 100% live action, although John Fox did do some live tackling in the goal line situations last year in camp, early in camp. So hopefully we get to see a little bit of that. And when they do that, they are allowed to tackle.
Oh my gosh.
So that's
what you like to see. Like. Yeah. That's what you like to see is when there's goal line and they just smash on each other that's gotta be a fan favorite.
It was a welcome sight last year because Mark Trestman didn't even want anybody on the ground ever.
Yeah.
So, You went from a big jump in intensity level there. And, again, yeah, like I said yesterday, a lot of the line play is really what you could learn the most from. But it's still fun to watch the wide receivers go one-on-one with the corners when the pads are on. And you can really get a better sense of them getting jammed at the line of scrimmage. And things will get feisty. We saw a couple scrums last year. I don't want to call them fights. But there's certainly things get turned up a little bit, right. And it gets emotional, and that's what you want to see, though. John Fox likes to see that kind of stuff. That's the kind of coach he is.
That's so interesting, too, because Mark Trestman's quick regime here in Chicago will be always remembered for the way he handled the skirmishes, especially with Martellus Bennett. And John Fox, he actually likes it. He wants more of that kind of competitive, agitated spirit.
Well, think about the Bears' defenses under Mark Trestman. I mean, the biggest thing you would hear Hamp and OB raving about every single week was the lack of physicality, right? I mean, they just weren't very physical, and you set the tone in training camp with that. And if your head coach is the only time he's really yelling at you is because you went to the ground, you're not going to be very physical, right? Because your head coach is saying, don't ever go to the ground. He doesn't want to see anybody get hurt ever. Well, that's not going to instill much physicality into your football team.
It's such a fine line, I mean, you don't want any of those guys to get hurt, but you're right. You got to sort of set a tone.
Right. So, the way John Fox and Ryan Pace look at it is, look, we have to be physical. We have to set a mentality here. And we got to get good depth. I mean, you just got to keep drafting well and provide depth on that depth chart. So if guys do go down, well, next man up, and you actually have someone who can play at the NFL level.
Yeah. All right, big practices this weekend. Adam Hoge, WGN Radio Sports. You can check out all his stuff at WGNRadio.com. Intentional Grounding, the podcast, and, of course, The Beat, which is on tomorrow afternoon. Lots going on this weekend. Can't wait to listen to you and catch up with you this week. And we'll chat on Monday. Adam Hoge, thanks, bud.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you get the feeling that I could talk to Adam all night long? You kind of get that feeling? I love this. I could talk. I just have in my head is like the intro to Ballers.
He's good, though. I mean, Adam, very knowledgeable, and he gets the stories as well.
I'm ready for football. There's something about, I want the Bears, and at some point we'll talk with Adam, and we mentioned this, I think it was a couple days ago, that this will be the 10-year anniversary of the Bears team that went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Colts, a game that I have not seen any replays from, because when that game was over, I shut the TV off. Kicked everybody out of my house, turned the lights off, and refused to watch any of the sort of wrap-up stuff because I was the memories have faded. I remember Devin Hester returning the ball for a touchdown on the first play. And I remember Chris Harris got a pick real early in that game. And I was like, and then I think Cedric Benson played in that game, and I think
and then it was downhill from there.
Yeah, it was raining maybe. And then I do remember this sentiment, and this is something that all Bears fans remember. We're only down 8 points. Like that vibe you get nine minutes in the fourth quarter. You're like, I know there's no absolute way we're going to win this game because we're playing like dog dung, but we're only down 8 points.
You know, Bob, a touchdown and they're right back in this game, only 2 points down.
And then you're like, oh, Rex.